USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It appears the U.S. is taking North Korea's threat of a Christmas gift seriously. A South Korean news agency is reporting the U.S. flew four spy planes over the Korean Peninsula. North Korean officials have promised a Christmas gift if the Americans did not remove sanctions against their country by the end of this year, but according to Far East expert Gordon Chang, one thing we have to also keep in mind is...
I don't know if the North Koreans will actually deliver a Christmas gift at Christmas. They're very good at misdirection, so they could have us looking in one direction, which is a missile launch, and do something entirely different.
President Trump and the First Lady are spending their Christmas holiday at the President's Mar-a-Lago Resort in Florida. The President and First Lady also sent a message via Twitter where Melania Trump posted a video and then the President retweeted it. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Three people are dead after a Christmas Eve tragedy in Florida. Lakeland police say three adults died last night in an apparent murder-suicide. There were four children in the home at the time, but none of them were hurt. An airline is doing what it can to make people feel more inclusive after one complaint. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Another airline on the globe is ditching the ladies and gentlemen greeting once you get aboard. Instead, the European-based EasyJet cabin crew is going to say, "Welcome everyone," to be more gender inclusive. The airline making the change 4 months after a complaint was filed by a transgender university lecturer, but the move is also sparking a backlash online, as some people call it a terrible decision and a ridiculous nonsense. Air Canada also opted for gender-neutral greetings a couple of months ago.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Thousands of people from across the nation and the globe are attending Christmas services at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York. Cardinal Timothy Dolan joins Fox News and shares what goes into preparing that Christmas message.
So what I do, I try to use Advent. Well, you know, Advent is that season of the four sun Christmas where you try to spiritually prepare. So from the beginning, I start to think, what should I address in my Christmas? Where are people hurting? Where are the challenges? Where are the divisions? Where do we need the light and life of the Savior in our lives today? It was Chesterton who said, whenever you're preparing a sermon, you do it with the Bible in one hand and the newspaper in the other, or the news. And that's what you try to blend two of them, right?
Pasadena, California officials are gearing up for the Rose Bowl Parade and Rose Bowl game, both of which take place on January 1st. Jesse Baker with the U.S. Secret Service says everyone needs to be vigilant during high-profile events.
If something seems out of place, if something is unusual, if it doesn't fit with the narrative of what you've seen, you got to let someone know.
The game will feature the Oregon Ducks taking on the Wisconsin Badgers. The Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office is reviewing the eight cases against Harvey Weinstein. The Hollywood movie producer has a sexual assault trial scheduled for next month in New York City. Weinstein is accused of raping a woman in a New York hotel room back in 2013. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.